Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's The Usual Suspects on a way back Wednesday. Hope y'all are having a great day. Hope the sun comes out at some point this afternoon. But regardless, we'll bring sunshines and rainbows for you for the next 3 hours or so. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. The theme for today's Way Back Wednesday is songs pre-2008 about getting older. So there we have that.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
What's up? Like, you mean who sent their list at 1:58 during the show yesterday? What's up?
I could not believe that I made it through the entire show with not without either one of you noticing and chiming in about that.
I did not notice.
I'm so focused on giving
110. You're so foolish, I can't say it.
I get so focused on giving 110% to you and to our listeners and to Nicholas that I didn't even notice that you cheated.
Can you really give 110% to all of us at the same time?
Yes.
Isn't it divided between the three places in which you're giving it?
I give you 10%. I give Nick 10%. And I give the listeners 83%.
And I give you credit for giving me more percentage points than I thought I would get. How about that?
So that's only 103. I'm not good at math.
Most people in radio are not good at math.
You're not good at math, but yet you
63,
give...
except for me. I'm an anomaly.
You're not good at math, but yet you hammer Nick about math.
I don't even know how that stuff. I forgot how we started.
I was bragging about how I'm really good at times tables.
Oh, that's right.
And then
right.
You're like, 23 to times 6. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm in just singles times.
12 times 17.
See, that doesn't count. That's not singles.
It's too many.
It's too many numbers.
But he almost always gives you 9 times 7 now.
Has he?
Yes, every time. It's almost 9 every times 7. Time. You didn't notice that?
Yes, I have.
You're like, 9 times 6, 63, damn it.
Yeah. I need to switch it up on you. Yeah. 9 times 77. You'd be like, oh, damn it.
So when did you guys show up to work? Because I've been here since like 10:30 in the morning.
Well, you
working
were
hard.
Producing, so you really? Would know when we yeah. got here.
I'm working my ass off.
What time did you get here yesterday?
On time. Like
really?
Normal producers.
Really? Was it, really?
Okay. I might have been two segments late to Charlie Polillo's show. I might have.
Oh, two segments. Not,
really?
Let me clarify. Not 2 seconds. Two segments.
No, I said seconds.
Which is a half hour.
11:20-ish. You were a half hour late for the boy genius?
Yeah, so keep talking that smack. I showed up at 12:59. He's like, by the way, I've been here. I beat Joel in
yeah,
today.
Yeah, he did. I had
really?
A little,
yeah. I don't believe that.
Well, he did. I had a little family emergency.
I got here at 11:50.
Oh, because you had a family emergency. That's why he beat you to work.
No, because I got here at 11:50. On haircut day, I get here early. Wednesday is usually haircut day.
So you weren't prepping, you were getting your haircut.
No, I was prepping. Excuse me, I was prepping at 7:30 this morning.
You can't prep at the haircut
spot. I can verify
spot.
That.
Yeah. So really, all this projection that you're doing on us is you not being prepared because we both have our ducks in a row.
Because where's your list? I can actually verify.
Where's your list, Joel? I mean, Nick,
did
where's
you
your
list?
Did
you just call me Joel?
Yeah, that's my bad.
So you know what you get for that? You know what you get? Yeah,
you can turn my mic off?
Nope.
I'm glad you're enjoying my sausage.
Oh, God, I'm still swallowing
it. Put the nuts in your mouth and it's great. Some soft pork corn.
It's going to have so much meat that was in my pants.
Call me Joel ever again. Ever.
It's a compliment. What the hell are you talking
ever.
About?
I think you should do that one more time. That was pretty good.
Of just you?
Yeah.
Talking about meat in your pants and all that?
No. I totally forgot about
it's
some of those.
A family show.
I totally forgot about some of those. Where's your list at, Nick?
I'm going to submit it.
No, you were
you're
all
first.
Up on us about how we're not prepared for this show.
You're first.
Yeah. You get the first hour.
No, third hour. No, I really can't. Oh, I just can't.
Did you see him start looking at the computer going, did I miss
No, I got to find out who's going first.
Good luck, because it's going to take a lot of Googles.
Is it?
And series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we took everything. I even had to resort to just doing Old Dirty Bastard.
I saw that. Because it said old. I'm not going to throw the flag on it because I didn't even enjoy putting this list together.
Really? It's that bad?
Yeah
you're going to be out of stuff.
I might have to get the interns.
I questioned some of his songs. So I'm just like, really? What does 19 have to do with being old?
You got to listen to the lyrics.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like I said, and I could care. I was just like, well, at least I know that song, so I'll put that one on there and just take a flyer on the rest of them.
Hey,
yeah, good luck to you.
Yeah, it's going to suck. You know that, right?
I'll get some interns to help me. I'm sure the suspects.
Out there, pre-2008?
Yeah, they'll help me. Look at the Google fingers.
You think
working.
The Corolla's going to be able to help you?
Watch, the fact that you're talking about this right now, watch. You're going to get so many texts. And so many tweets that about songs.
Someone will do it for you eventually.
That's probably true. Real quick, before we go any further, I just want to give a shout out to Demetrius Mata.
Amen to that.
For his care package that he sent to us.
Absolutely.
It was really cool, Demetrius, and we appreciate it. Thank you for that.
Yep.
You talk about taking some time and putting some thought into some presents.
No question.
It was really cool. Joe got a hammer.
Hammer him!
That's right.
Even though it cost him $3.43, I hammered him.
And then I got Shawshank Redemption because I haven't seen it. I'm actually going to probably try to watch it at some point before the new year.
Okay.
Because I'll have a few days off,
work
too.
Work that in.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
I'm going to try. And then Nick, he didn't know what to get you. What did he get you? Legos?
Legos for ages 6 to 12.
He put some thought into this.
That's how we're gonna do each other. Listen, I've never messed with the Lego since I was like 5 years old.
I don't think
maybe
he's
just saying you don't look like you have your stuff.
Oh yeah, that didn't come out right. Y'all could have isolated that if you guys were producers.
I caught it, but I don't have anything to isolate it with. But
don't worry, I got you. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna pull it off the podcast.
Okay.
We'll just make a show note.
Just like you were using your phone for sound effects.
The higher ups told me you're not allowed to do that.
Really? They said I'm not allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to play drums.
That just motivated him to do it more, just to let you know, FYI. That motivated him to do it
more. It's not even functional. I hope everybody saw that on the video stream, which are whack-ass drums.
They can hear
us. What?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, suck it. I got my own sound effects. I don't need your stupid ass.
I mean, minus the phone bouncing off the mic.
I don't need your dumbass sound effects.
It's pretty good.
Now what?
It's pretty
and then
good.
I'm going to get your drops, and I'm going to play them all in a row from my phone.
Play that again?
Nope.
Play it again.
Play
that drop
again. Boss. You're not my boss.
Yeah. I'm not your puppet, Nick.
I'm not some little dancing street monkey where I'm just like, give me a dollar for a cigarette. Nope. I don't think so. But yeah, no, shout out to Demetrius, man. Yep. We really appreciate it. That was very cool of you.
I just found out. I saw Nick had tweeted something last night, but then I saw the package when I got in this morning. Barry showed it to me, and I'm like, man, that took a lot of thought.
It did.
It was really cool.
On the outside of the box, he had the poster from the Usual Suspects movie.
Got my daughter
nice
something.
Got the kids something. And the only kid on the show.
Nailed it because my buddy just came over to the house last night with a gift for Taylor and one of those LOL dolls or whatever. She cannot stop talking about them, loves them to death. I was like, man, he hit it out of the park because that's exactly what she wants right now. So very, very cool, very thoughtful, and we do appreciate he great loyal suspect too.
Yeah, very dope, man.
Yeah,
much appreciated. Thank you.
So anything come out of your world last night, Nick?
Nothing really, just really. There's we're kind of a slow sports day and time right now. There's not really much to watch outside some of the bowl games.
No. Did you isolate football. Charlie trying to do the Bulls theme song intro? Because I told him that was priceless. It wasn't even close.
Really?
Yeah. It was not even close to the actual Alan Parsons Project serious interlude to the song Eye in the Sky. I was like, I'm driving in the car going, I mean, even if I didn't want to get that right, I don't think I could have hacked it up like that. And he goes, kind of tone deaf sometimes, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I got that. I'm not arguing. It was pretty funny.
That doesn't surprise me.
I did give him one of those looks when he made a music request. I was like, huh? Who sings that? That same look that I give you two.
Yeah.
What did he request?
I don't even remember.
He's like, do you have any Charlie Pride? And you're like, what?
Well, he went on a tirade, too, about the fact that, you know, he went on a tirade about Kevin Ollie at UConn and said that,
you know, he shouldn't have been saying that UConn was racist and, you know, it was a big problem or something like that. And I could just see Nick's facial expressions because at the end of it, and he goes, so, yeah, I had to give Nick a little extra time because that song wasn't going to be appropriate based on what I said. So we're going to have to change that. And so we weren't going to end the segment. And
yeah, I played the wrong music bed going
on. I could see Nick's eyebrow going down, just getting that hawk look.
You screwed it up?
He didn't really. It wasn't really that bad. It was just.
No, who screwed it up? You or him?
I mean, he.
It's his commentary that kind of made it uncomfortable. Is that fair?
Really? It wasn't uncomfortable for me at
all. Or it just wasn't a good fit. Not for you.
Oh.
He was saying for the listener, because of the topic and what he was on, that it wasn't apropos or something?
Yeah, well, I. If, it was this music bit, I think.
He didn't like this?
Well, considering the topic point.
Because he was going off on.
Oh.
And I understood that. I just wasn't, and I don't really think about that on the suspects. I just play music.
You just
bed.
Play whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't match what we do.
The curses, whatever. Yeah. I just let it roll.
That would take effort.
Yeah. We appreciate that effort.
I mean, you have to put some work in.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find Joel's first song. I might just start with Barry's list.
Go right ahead.
I think I've already been announced the winner.
Either one of us could care less at this point, so just pick one and go with it. Whatever pops up. I don't think Barry's going to give you the stink eye today about getting the wrong version of a song.
No, because some of them, I had like others that I didn't even know what the hell they were. Thank God I found something I could replace it with.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah.
Now that's a good song.
Yeah. Look, people are like, is that Backstreet?
They no sure did. Black. Yeah. Yeah. But I guarantee you there were people out there going, doon, 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 yeah. doon. Yeah, getting ready to.
Not so, my friend.
So Joel is going first, Alan.
Good Lord.
Joel's going first?
I mean, Barry's going first. Is that you or you? Or is that your song or Joel's song?
This is my song.
Whatever, same thing.
Again, so, thanks for joining us.
We got all the ducks in a row.
Good for you.
So you're going first hour, Joel's going second hour, I'm going third hour. Sorry, it's not a big deal. It's just a song list.
So not only do you get to go last, you only have to come up with seven songs. Is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
I'll come up with eight if that makes you feel better.
No, because you'll just take one of mine since I already have eight.
That's not true.
Oh.
That's not true. Okay. I won't do that.
All right.
I feel like I'm watching a tennis match. I'm just going back and forth.
When we started off, he attacked me, and I'm just not having it today. I'm on him like a spider monkey.
I barely even said anything. He didn't even show up to his seat on time. I'm like, dude, I have to add a spot.
And you wonder why.
I had to add a spot because your ass is not on time.
And you wonder why. Was I 2 seconds late?
Am I late? Never.
2 seconds, bro. 2 seconds? Come on.
Oh, my gosh. This is great.
I'm never going to be late again.
I appreciate you guys
today.
You already got me in a better mood than I was coming in. So with that being said, HRP listener line open, 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. And, of course, if you would rather tweet, we are available via the Twitter, which is at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is funny. So with that being said, Barry, I think people are going to partake in some drinking this week, Friday for the listener party.
That's what I'm going to tell you, man. This Friday, the listener party at Klein's and then at Nick's place, we're going to have a raucous good time. And there's going to be, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some drinking going on. Not necessarily by me, but by a lot of the suspects and ESPN listeners. And guys, I'm telling you right now, get your order in for Thrive Plus right now. And you'll be good to go Saturday morning when you wake up, because the Christmas party is going down. And like I said, the alcohol will be consumed. And Thrive Plus is what you want after a day or night or day and night of drinking. And seriously, it's super easy to do. All you do is take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. Next morning, you wake up feeling great, because what it does while you're asleep, it basically reduces alcohol negative effects on your liver and the process of getting those toxic byproducts out of there. And it works, man. When I go on the road, I like to drink a little bit because I don't have to do as much driving as I do when I'm here. So I always take Thrive Plus with me, man. That way I'm not feeling bad and I got shows the next day. It makes my life a lot easier. And look, man, you've probably seen it on Shark Tank. The owner was on there. They've got Ivy League graduates on staff. They've got 5 PhDs working for them. They know what they're doing, and this stuff works. And if it doesn't work for you, if you don't feel 50% better the next day, they'll give you your money back. It's that easy. All you got to do is get online and order it. Go to DecideThrive.com. It's also available on Amazon, so you can just search Thrive Plus. Go to DecideThrive.com, and if you order before 4 p.m., it'll be here tomorrow. So that's right. Order it today before 4 p.m. It'll be here tomorrow, and you'll be good to go for the weekend and the Christmas party. One more time, go to DecideThrive.com. Get that Thrive Plus. Start feeling better. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you.
ESPN 97.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, greetings and salutations. Segment 2, Big Show, hour number 1. Barry, hour number 1 of Wayback Wednesday songs pre-2008 about getting old, thanks to a topic we were discussing earlier in the week. How are you feeling, by the way?
Like crap.
So the back isn't much better, but you've attracted a disease or a cold or a flu or something, huh?
Yeah, back still hurts, mm-hmm. And now I'm getting sick. So I'm really looking forward to Friday.
Well, thanks for showing up to work.
Yeah.
Greatly appreciate it.
What's that supposed to mean?
Not trying to get sick.
I mean, do you just want to fight? Do you just want to turn the mics off?
I kind of do.
Fight?
I've been picking fights with Barry like since the second he showed up to the studio. Yeah.
Today?
Yeah, I kind of have.
Because he knows
I'm... Did you seek him out today?
But no, he deserves it, dude.
You know
he
why?
He picks 90% of the fights on this show.
That's
Can we all
true.
Agree?
That's not true. True.
Yes.
True. And yeah, when he's not picking them, he's stirring the pot for others.
You. We don't need to hear from
you.
Oh,
you are
That's
hearing
not
from
true.
Me. Yes.
I think he's just picking on me because he knows I'm like a wounded animal right now. I'm sick and my back hurts. So
and
he knows
can't
he
really
can take
do
me.
Anything.
Yeah, he knows he can
I
take
can run.
Me. Yeah, that's the only thing. It's like I'm like the wounded, what is it? I don't know.
I did like that Toby Keith song.
You did?
I would vote for you because of that Toby Keith song.
Oh, shut your mouth. See? Bite your tongue.
That's
stop
my
doing
nice
that.
Comment.
Yeah,
that was your,
stop trying
nice.
To pander back now.
No,
there's
that's
no
just
turning
one nice
back.
Comment. I can. It's one compliment. That's it.
Look, Joel, Nick, just settle down. Take it easy. I'm trying to pump you up and give you a compliment.
Hey, shout out to Cody Stutes, too, for bringing in the snacks.
Yeah, he brought us Merry Christmas snacks, and I said, oh, you've been baking again? He's like, no, my mom did.
Moms did it.
And what I'm are the chances right Barry now, even consumes that? But
let me just tell you what happened in the break, tough guy. So I said to him, I was like, man, I'm not big on all these sweets like this, but it looks good. And Barry's like, oh, man, is that peanut butter? I mean, because I kiddingly, because Nick, we're on the same page, I go, he goes, is that peanut? I go, I don't know, try it. Just dive right in. Bite it right now without even knowing. And he just went, oh. And I was like, oh, my God, he did it.
The medication might be affecting your.
Cody looks clean. He looks like his mom's house will be clean.
So you're not worried about the germs.
Mm-mm.
No germs on that.
No germs.
So you feel not Uncle Buck about. Is clean?
I don't get the reference.
Cody's kind of Uncle Buck or Chris Farley. He played Chris. He went as Chris Farley for Halloween.
It's too long of an explanation.
As Chris Farley
I know,
for
but
Halloween
it's too long of an explanation, and Barry didn't get it. So you get the dong. I'm sorry.
I love
There's it. Another one you should be isolated for. So you get the dong.
I love it. It was like, too long. He's just like an Olympic judge.
Screw you working for Charlie anymore before our show. You're
you are
too
salty.
Damn alert
yeah.
And you're salty.
I don't like this whole filling in for Tyler business. He's doing more important things like filling in for Michael Carroll. And Michael Carroll obviously is an MVP here. And we need all the production we can get. But yeah, I have to fill in for Palillo when Tyler's filling in for Michael. There's nothing I can do about that.
Well. You are a bit, I mean, unlike these delicious treats, you are salty.
I'm not salty.
These are sweet, and they're good. They're delicious. Yeah, there was no sports on last night, was there?
What did I watch? Oh, I watched, I did watch, you're going to laugh, of course, but I watched some
basketball.
College basketball and some
high school
NBA.
Basketball.
One of my buddies stopped by, and he, like I said, he had some gifts for Taylor. And then we always watch hoops, so we just turned on some hoops, and that was great because it made Lisa go to bed early and get the sleep she needed while we just sat around and watched hoops.
Well, that's cool.
Zion Williamson, I don't
know. Did he hit his head on the backboard?
Yeah, where are you guys on this? Because, look, yeah, I mean, this kid, like, every little – it is literally LeBron-esque because everything he does is, like, blown up the minute it happens. But you cannot for a second discount how athletic he is. Because we've talked about this before. He weighs more than any guy in the NBA right now. He weighs 280 pounds.
Really?
Yeah. He's 6'8", 6'9", 280, and can flat out fly. He hit his head. He blocked a shot last yep. night and hit his head on the corner of the backboard while his hand was over the square.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's just nuts.
Yeah, he had the internets going nuts. He's
and the
like
thing
Paul
is...
Wall.
Jay was Barrett, the other kid that's on the team. Mm-hmm. Barrett can't come to grips with the fact that Zion, for as good as you are in college, Zion's going to be the number one overall pick.
Right.
So I've watched this kid, like they lost to Gonzaga and they lost the number one ranking. And they missed their last 7 shots. Barrett took 5 of them and he looked like James Harden. He dribbled the hell out of it, didn't pass it, and missed all 5 shots. And I'm like, bro, you're still going to be a top 3 pick.
Yeah,
but if you want to win it all, you got to learn to play together with this kid.
Yeah, and that's going to be important. But you know he's not. I mean, he was coming in big man on campus.
Yep.
And then that changed real quick.
Yeah, so. But you know what? Obviously, Twitter and everybody went absolutely berserk. GetUp went overboard this morning.
Of course.
But I want them to. I hope they play more, at least a couple of tough games before they get to the tournament. Because they are just absolutely smashing people, yeah, with the exception of Gonzaga, who's a really good team. And I think if this team has any hopes of winning it all, they better get challenged a few times during the regular season, ACC, some Carolina better give them a couple games. Because right now it looks like they're just going to boat race everybody.
I mean, do you think that there's, other than Gonzaga, I mean, there's got to be a few teams out there.
Carolina's
going to
give them a game. They always do. It's like we talk about with rivalry games.
Right.
At least at Carolina, those two teams always kind of give each other a good game.
Okay.
But other than that, in the ACC, I'm not seeing a whole lot.
Yeah.
So
I just kind of felt like it was over once you saw those, the other kid's name, not Zion Williams. Barrett. But yeah. It's like, man, you got two?
Oh, their whole recruiting class. I think they have they have Tyus Jones' little brother playing point guard, who's now in the Timberwolves, who won the national title at Duke. And they're just stacked. I mean, Coach K has taken over for Calipari on the one and dones, mm-hmm. and then some, because his recruiting class is just ridiculous.
So last night, the UAB Northern Illinois' Chirabundi Boca Raton Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, man, you talk about exciting. I did not watch it. That was, yeah, I had no interest in that. Did you guys have any interest in it?
No. What do you think?
No. I didn't think so.
Was this one of our... Did you pick it for AJ's picks?
No, my picks this week.
You got San Diego State tonight giving up 2.5?
No, I went with, and I hate saying this because I don't want y'all stealing my picks.
Believe me, we won't.
I'm doing so good.
Yeah.
Aren't you sitting in last place? Yeah,
close.
I'm like third from last.
So who's last place?
I don't know. Did they update it for this week?
I don't know.
I guess I can go to sportsmap.com and check it out for all your sports needs. It's sportsmap.com. What is this song? Is this on my list? Sucks.
You got that right.
Is this the Beatles? Is this the Beatles?
John Lennon. Go old with me.
Yeah. Yeah, this sucks.
Great pick, Barry.
I should lose. Yeah. I should lose.
So
just
you went
for this
from I should win just for this song on song number one to I should lose. So basically, you're a wash.
This song sucks. It does.
You chose the theme.
This is what happens when you Google and have no idea and don't care.
So what's it like being Nick for a week?
Y'all all do that. Don't even start.
No, my picks for the week, I took Army.
Oh, that's the U of H games this week. You guys still have to make that bet.
Yeah, U of H game Saturday, but I took Army in the 4.5, and then I think I took Seattle.
I'd stay away from them after they hosed me last week. But
I don't remember who the hell I sent him.
Well, I'll tell you what, you look it up, and we'll get to some stuff, and then we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to head to a break. If you want to join the show, as I mentioned, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. By the way, a little programming note. Sigmund Bloom on the road today, but most of the leagues are about over with the exception of championship games. So we're not going to have the fantasy football segment at 2:30. We apologize for that, but you're welcome for
normally
all year
it's
long.
On Thursdays anyway, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's a good call. So we're not going to have them on Thursday or today. So how about that?
Bears. That was my other one. Army minus 4.5, Bears minus 4.
Thank you, Sigmund Bloom.
I think that's good value at the Bears minus 4. Don't steal my pick.
Don't want it. I would never take the Bears. Okay. It's against my religion.
Oh, that's true. There you go. That's a good point.
We'll be back. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Mm.
Y'all better explain this before people start changing the channel.
I was going to say, he walks in, and the first thing he does is he looks at me and goes, what the is this? And then he goes, oh, it's my jam. Get it straight. Which one is it?
Who sings this?
Garth Brooks.
Name of the song.
Of Too Damn Young to Feel This Damn Old. What is it?
I'm Much Too Young to Feel This. Yeah. You didn't know the song, sir.
Yeah, I used to play this when I DJed up in Conroe.
It's your fault.
They'd be like, somebody go, can you play a polka? And then I'd play this.
People are big on the polka.
Yeah, this is a polka song.
What were you just doing?
Poking in my chair. That's what I was doing.
Wow.
Any other questions?
What?
This song is, it fits the theme. I can't help it. Look, we got plenty of Beaumont listeners that love country music, okay? We got plenty of Nicks that listen to this show. So. What? Why are you looking at me?
I think Nick's right. I think we just lost a bunch of suspects.
Oh, I don't think so. That was an amazing song. Good for me.
Good for you as you pat yourself on the back. Well, at least we can only have them hold out hope that Nick and I are still to come in hours 2 and 3.
So apparently we missed a good Nets-Lakers game.
No, you didn't.
No?
No. Okay, this is, again, social media, right? So the Lakers lost to the Nets. Right? But here's the thing. The kid from Texas with the big fro that I can't even remember his name right now, but he was a one and done. He blocked LeBron last night on a dunk attempt.
Okay.
And the internet went nuts. Do you realize, and I was telling you this during the break, this is what amazes me about too much time on people's hands. Do you realize that they were able to list off and in order give you the 8 times LeBron has had a dunk blocked in his entire career? Someone is charting these stats. Who cares? And to make it worse, because they had overnight and they had to give a producer something to do at ESPN, this morning on Get Up, they had all 8 highlights to show you.
That seems a bit excessive. That seems a bit excessive.
I mean, come on, man. Mm. It just, the bigger story is Brooklyn has won 6 in a row, which is an amazing feat, right?
Right.
And Kenny Atkinson, who used to be on Van Gundy's staff here with the Rockets doing a heck of a job, should get some kudos. But the only thing that everyone wanted to talk about was LeBron got blocked at the rim.
Hmm. Well, I mean, that is kind of a big deal, though. It's like, come on. Now, back in the day, if Jordan got his stuff blocked, that was a big deal.
Not like this, man. They're not going to like...
No. If Kobe got his stuff blocked, that would be a big deal.
No.
Yeah.
Because Kobe got his stuff blocked. It's like...
If Kobe was going up for a dunk...
It was a dunk. Yeah. Right. And so it's different, but...
Well, I'm just saying.
Jared Allen, who played like 1 year at Texas, who weighs about 105 wet, and he's got the big fro. That might weigh more than his arms, but he stopped LeBron at the rim, and the internet absolutely broke down.
Well, I mean, that's... You know, he's not a big name, is he?
He's young. Huh. Here you go.
Get that out of here.
Woohoo! Super.
I mean, I don't like the fact that if the internet went nuts and he's the one that fell down when he blocked it.
Because he weighs 105 and LeBron has a truck.
Yeah.
I mean, so the Lakers lost and, you know, and that was the big story. Instead of the Lakers lost was LeBron got blocked at the rim. Okay, so you missed that. And then LeBron started talking about LeBron had dinner with Carmelo 2 nights ago.
Oh.
And he would like to play with Melo in L.A., which means Daryl Morey just got some major wood because he went, someone might trade for him. Because we're way past that December deadline where you can trade him. And I don't believe anybody's knocking down his phone lines and door to say, we want Carmelo.
No, I don't think so. So you think they're just gonna cut him?
They should, but you know, Mr. Assets wants to try and get something back for a guy he didn't have to give up anything to get, really.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. Someone had a great suggestion on Twitter, which doesn't happen often, but they said if you're the Rockets and if the Lakers truly want LeBron, take Michael Beasley for him straight up. I'll take Michael Beasley on my bench.
All day.
Every day.
Yeah. All day.
Because he's been here before and he played well. You're right, Nick. He's a pure scorer. And their salaries are pretty much because Beasley signed for the veterans minimum. Just, I'll do that swap. If Daryl pulls that off and we actually did the dirty work for him, just pick up the phone. Hey, I'll give him credit for that one.
That's not, that would not suck.
And then, of course, everybody asked LeBron about, because there's a rumor out there that Anthony Davis wants to play with the Lakers and that they would like to, the Lakers have the young assets to pull off a trade. And what is LeBron supposed to say when they asked him about it? How you feel about that? Great. Super. Awesome.
Right.
Incredible. It'd be fantastic. What are you going to say? No, that sucks.
Yeah, I would hate that.
I'd rather have Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Hart, and Kuzma.
Yeah.
No, I'd give you all of them for him.
By the way, Zach said on Twitter that Garth Brooks for the win. How's Nick going to mess with any of y'all about your list after that Thanksgiving Day fiasco?
I don't even remember what he's talking about.
Your crappy list the week of Thanksgiving.
I don't remember that.
Because it happens every week, but then you rig the polls.
I don't rig the polls. Look, I stopped the Twitter poll because you guys kept losing.
Because you kept rigging the
polls.
I'm sorry.
I was trying to be nice to Joel when I said that, okay?
You were just lumping me in there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I feel like I won my fair share, but I could be wrong. All right, couple of texts. So, good to be able to listen to you guys. My baby girl came down with RSV, so been crammed in a hospital room for almost a week now. What is RSV?
I was going to ask you. I don't know.
Well, you're the one with the kid.
Right, but thank God Taylor hasn't had that. I don't know what it is.
Respiratory something virus.
You think so?
That's what it says on the Google.
Well, what's the something? Say it.
I can't.
No, just say it. Whatever you think it is, just say it.
S-Y-N-C-Y-T-I-A-L. No, just
say it. I
didn't say spell
it. I said say it. Just say it.
I don't want to. No. I'm going to mess it up. I'm totally going to mess it up. That's
the whole point. Just say it. What
and
does
then
it
the
sound
text
like?
Line's going to be rude, and then I'm going to have a meltdown, and I'm going to play people's phone numbers over the air, and I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to be nice.
Why? You got till January 1st.
Respiratory syncytial virus?
You definitely messed that up. I'm glad you did and not me.
We'll see, but I'm not scared to take a
Ooh,
chance.
Ooh, you're brave like
that. Yeah, I am. I'm not scared. I'm not scared of this microphone, Nicholas.
All right, well, I'm not scared. We'll get Webster Dictionary to
say it,
pronounce it, and see how close you were.
Syncytial or syncytial? What do you think? Which one it is? Is it syncytial or syncytial?
I think it's syncytial.
Okay. Like you would know.
Respiratory syncytial virus.
Anyways, we hope that your baby girl gets better. And thank you for listening. Sounds like Barry and Nick are need Dr. Phil today. Could be. Or
today on Dr. Phil.
It's just another day.
I don't know. Yeah.
Inner radio crime.
Well, we already know I'm his daddy, so.
Oh, see.
Oh,
that's not even.
In
see,
your face.
Nick we and all Trey. Know.
Nothing
we all know.
That. I'm going to leave it up there for a minute.
So you
intern
and Trey
is your son. Intern
I'm
Trey
just
going to
leave it up
son.
There for a minute. Swish. Did y'all catch the Lakers game? No. I mean, no one cared about the Lakers game. That
basically,
was,
I just gave you all the updates you needed out of
right,
that entire
that
fiasco.
Was the worst GD song ever chosen. Barry deserves to lose the next four Wednesdays just from that song alone.
Just save that tweet. Text.
Deleted it. Guys, y'all lost. Barry clearly wins today. Garth Brooks won it. See?
What so, the hell?
Sensational.
Sensational.
Yeah, you were not even close.
I was.
Not even
That's
close.
That's exactly how I said it.
Nope.
Go back to it.
Sensational.
Sensational.
Yeah.
That's exactly
Don't
what
make
I said.
Me go back to
your You're having, no, you're having trouble saying it after she said it, for God's
Shut
sake.
Shut up, Joel.
So we got all that out of the way.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot on TV last night.
Nope.
So hopefully tonight we got that bowl game that you were talking about that no one's going to watch.
Super pumped about the bowl game.
San Diego State's in it. I know that. Against Ohio.
Yeah, man. Loving...
San Diego State
is that the Who Cares Bowl
is getting two and a half points over Ooh. Ohio. Ooh. Throw the records out for this one. This one could be an all out war.
You know what? It's the DXL Frisco Bowl, and thank goodness it couldn't have come
is it
at a
Frisco,
better time.
Texas or
probably.
Frisco, the Bay Area.
I'm guessing Frisco, Texas.
Because didn't they have after Yankee Stadium had a bowl game? Don't they also have one at AT&T?
It's at
Park?
Toyota Stadium in Frisco, Texas.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, you can just throw out all the record books when Ohio and San Diego State hook up in Texas at the TXL Frisco Bowl.
Jeez. Mm. Rockets, Wizards tonight, Nick. We're going to give you questions for Trevor Ariza, which we expect you to bring back with audio responses.
I wonder if they'll welcome him. I'm pretty sure a lot of Houston fans like Trevor Ariza, so I would imagine they would welcome him.
I would think so. I would think
so. They should. The bottom line that's really bad is the only thing that everybody wanted to remember him for was Game 7 last year, which
right.
is a complete travesty because this guy gave his blood, sweat, and tears for years and helped this team in many ways. But we'll see. I'm interested to see if he comments on why he didn't sign with the Rockets and how he feels about Houston now, if he's just going to take the middle-of-the-road, politically correct statement or if he's going to be honest.
I think he'll go politically correct.
I think you're probably right. He's not a big media guy. He does not like interviews. In my years, I've known Trev for a while, and Trev's just not, he's just a very kind of soft-spoken, mild-mannered guy, and he doesn't like that attention. And so you're probably right.
Yeah, he's a behind-the-scenes guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but behind the scenes, my man, I told you, like some one of these dumb websites had 10 guys you don't want to fight in the NBA, and seven of them weren't even close.
Really?
Trevor Rees has got to be on that list. Yeah. You don't want any part of Trev and what he brings to the table in any kind of altercation.
I have heard you say that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He
kind of proves that though too. When on the court, you'll notice that he doesn't really. He's not boisterous, but when people start pushing and shoving, he'll you can see a certain level of respect for him on the court where people don't necessarily. I'm not saying that, I'm not saying people are scared of him, but you don't see him get challenged as much. That's for sure.
Ask what's his name, Sal Mejri.
Yeah.
He almost put him in some misery. Remember he went to the Mavs locker room looking for him?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he was with Chris and James last year if they needed some backup in L.A.
Yeah.
In the backdoor Clipper fiasco. So, yeah, you don't want Trevor on your bad side. I'm just letting you know. Tony Allen, Trevor, Zach Randolph, my top three. And Zach's not even in the league anymore. Just don't mess with him.
I'm going to be a professional radio guy and give you a tease. Coming up next.
Yes.
Pro Bowl players have been announced, and we'll let you know just how many Texans are on that list and who.
Ooh.
Oh.
There you go.
We'll do that right after this break.
Hey, that was Barry Laminack. And I'm here to tell you about those Houston Rockets, because they are playing tonight, and they're going to be home for a while now, off and on. So they said it's not too late to get a holiday pack for the Rocket fan on your list. You can get five Rockets games for as low as $149. That's a heck of a deal. And they have two different five-game packages to choose from. The Red Pack guarantees you tickets to see Kyrie Irving and the Celtics, Anthony Davis and the Pelicans, Luka Doncic and the Mavs. The Silver Package, Kawhi Leonard and the East-leading Toronto Raptors, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and the final appearance of the year for the Golden State Warriors, and much more. You can take advantage of the Holiday Pack special tonight when the Rockets host John Wall, Bradley Beal, Trevor Ariza, and those Wizards. Four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, one family holiday photo with Santa Clutch or live reindeer. Starts as low as $89. That is a great deal. I'm telling you. And don't forget the Christmas Day special. 2 p.m. on Christmas Day, when you've already had enough of your relatives and you know what you got for Christmas, head on over to Toyota Center. Catch the Rockets host Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and the Thunder. There is lots going on over the holidays at Toyota Center. And the only way to be a part of it, you can go to get your tickets on Rockets.com or you can call 713-627-DUNK and get your tickets while they're still available. Have your Rockets as part of your holidays. Rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, knee deep in hour number one, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Sports Mappers will join us at 3. Then we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. And you know the rest. So we got the Rockets tonight, Nick. You're going?
I am going.
I am interested to see if Trevor comments, but
I'm sure he'll be asked by somebody.
I found out Dwight Howard's not traveling, but he was on the bench the other night because he decided that while he rehabs from his butt injury, it's better to rehab the butt in Atlanta than rehab it in Washington and correct, have to deal with all of the inquiring minds on a daily basis.
Right. And then did you see what he said at the very end there about well, we'll get back to winning that championship. Did you hear
he said that?
Yes. That was the best part of the
audio clip. What's wrong with that?
Dwight Howard.
Because his track record backs him up.
Bro, 7-23? They're just lying in the weeds. They're just waiting. This is the East, bro. They got this.
Okay.
It was the dumbest thing ever. In fact, somebody was like, wait till the end when they tagged us on Twitter on it.
Yeah.
And I really thought he was going to have like another D joke. Remember how he
or a butt joke, yeah.
Yeah. And then that was even funnier than either of those when he said, get back to winning a championship. I was like, ooh.
He does not believe that at all.
No.
You know what? He might, though, because I have never seen a guy. Dwight is the world's largest four-year-old. He's just a little kid. I mean, he's a super nice guy.
Is he?
But, yeah, just, I mean, always laughing and very nice. He was generous He always did interviews with us, never had a problem with it. But man, oh man, I mean, literally, when I saw him nut punch Sam Decker and Isaiah, what was the
Cannon.
Point? Isaiah Cannon in the grapes on the sideline while they were watching the game and he was in street clothes, I was like, how old are you? You're still doing that punch in the groin thing when people aren't looking. And
it looked more like a grab slash massage than a punch.
No, that was what he was accused of last month.
Well, there was another one of those.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Yeah, he's just, I think he, yeah, we'll leave it there. But they're not winning any championships.
He's good on D.
Not touching that one either.
He is. It's what he's known for.
Is he?
I mean, is he not?
You know, he had surgery.
Yeah?
On this injury. You know how he did it. So he says.
Playing good on D?
No.
I don't know. What? How did he do it?
He said he hurt his butt by sitting too long on a flight to China.
What?
Yep. So they listed him throughout training camp at the start of the season.
Is that possible?
With an injured butt. They didn't even say gluteus maximus. They just said there was like he had a butt muscle or something like that.
Okay.
And then they asked him how he heard it.
Oh,
and he literally said, I had an 18-hour flight to China. I had to sit the whole time. And when I got up at the end of the flight, something didn't feel right. Hadn't been right since.
Wow.
It just
is that a thing?
It leaves.
I've never had an 18-hour flight. Have you?
Yeah.
Nick,
I went to China with the Rockets.
Not an 18, but 12.
Does your butt hurt at the end of the flight?
I mean, your body starts to ache. I don't know if it's
okay.
Your butt in specific, but your legs could start to ache.
So,
I mean, I've flown Spirit for 4 hours. That has to be the same as an 18-hour flight.
I was
going to
say, Nick, I don't know like how big the plane was.
Have you flown Spirit? Bro, it's like you might as well be in a lawn chair.
I've flown Spirit. It was only 3 or 4 hours. Yeah, it wasn't my best flight for sure. But
so when we did the China flight, I mean, it was one of those three rows of seats and, you know, the middle aisle and all that. And yeah, and the it was the Rockets and the Kings and the NBA people. So, I mean, people were walking about the cabin the whole time. And a lot of people were like either drinking heavily onto the plane so they would pass out or were sleeping because it was an overnight flight. But I mean, you could move around. So I don't think it would be like, and I would assume Dwight Howard's in first class and has plenty of room.
Of course he is,
right?
Yes, as tall as he is, you think he's sitting back there with the regular folk?
Well,
small
but I'm saying
chairs?
Even in first class, I don't think they make them for 7-footers.
On an 18-hour flight, though, you can get that one that completely reclines. That,
but even when it completely reclines, is that enough room for a 7-foot NBA guy?
Well, but it's better than just not.
True.
So I mean, at least he may not be able to lay down like us, but at least he can stretch out.
But is it bad enough that it could cause a butt injury that could put you out for 2.5-3 months now and then have surgery so it'll be putting you out for more?
I don't know.
Or are there other contributing factors?
It is. You get out there and take a pounding. And
okay, you're just having a field day. You're
I don't know what you're talking about.
This. You're on having way too much fun with this.
On the
of course,
you take a pounding on the
I
court.
I get it.
And
yeah.
then you got, I don't know what you're talking about, Joel.
Nick.
Let's get to this audio about him talking about winning a championship.
Oh, you got
I'm just
it.
Trying
okay,
to break. I'm just trying to add some commentary to this. I don't know what you're insinuating.
Here's Dwight Howard.
I'm here in Atlanta, rehabbing here. I know if I would have been around the team after the surgery, I would have wanted to get out there and play, stuff like that. So I think the doctors and our team doctors, you know, had the best solution. You know, go home, get your mind right, get your body right, and when you return, let's get to that championship.
Let's get to that championship. That's right.
I mean,
all starts on D.
Wow. You just won't. You're just. No, you're relentless just, today. Is what you
what
are.
Wins championships, Joel? What wins championships?
Lots of
defense
points.
And being stingy around the hole. That's what wins championships. What? You guys.
I thought you got to plug the lane at some point.
Well, you have to do that too. You got to
have someone that can really control the ball.
I'm the mature one on the program, so I'm going to be quiet.
You are?
I'm just going to be quiet. I'm not going to comment on
Nick,
this.
Nick, I'm just giving.
Oh, we're talking basketball,
Barry
bro.
Me a question. I have to answer it. It's about basketball.
You don't want
to
talk basketball right now?
No.
I mean, this is right. This
love
is right
NBA.
Your wheelhouse.
Love NBA.
I thought you were going to say down his alley.
It is. You love this stuff, right?
Love it.
Yeah, you're good around the hole.
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay. Fair enough.
That was rhetorical, but okay.
Yeah, it was more of a statement than a question.
Yeah, I think you wanted me to respond, though.
Nope. Somebody did text the show and said, I don't want to change. Are we done on that?
Okay. Yes. Yes, we are. We should be asking you that. Are you done?
I don't know what you're talking about. I just feel like I was contributing to the basketball talk. How would you guys feel if the Astros picked up Nelson Cruz? What kind of impact would he bring? I would love to have him as a DH, and he could play a little first base. And,
yep.
I feel like, you know, if they're not going to go out, and hopefully they still do go out and add some depth to that rotation, but if you're going to add to that line, could you imagine? I mean, we talked about yesterday, now that they've added Brantley, when you look at 1 through 6 in that lineup, just as is, and regardless of what order, if you disagreed with me putting Brantley in the 2-hole, it doesn't matter. But if you think about that, 1 through 6, that's pretty stout when Yuli Gurriel would probably be your 6th bat in the lineup.
Well, I wrote an article for Sports Map Sunday night. That's my wish list. My wish list was, now that you've gotten the guy that I had mentioned a month or so ago, I really wanted Brantley. I thought Brantley was the right kind of guy for this lineup.
Mm-hmm.
I said after that, if you're going to go for a DH, I know a lot of people said Daniel Murphy, but I wanted Nelson Cruz, and I want a starting pitcher. So when you go in what order, I think you would prioritize the starting pitcher next.
Yep.
Before you address the designated hitter, unless it's in a trade scenario. Like, again, you said, we addressed a lot of those scenarios yesterday. But at the same time, if they somehow pull off Nelson Cruz, Michael Brantley, and a starting pitcher, boom. I am ecstatic.
And don't sleep on the fact that they still couldn't do that via trade. I mean, you can
sign
a hitter.
You can
sign a Nelson Cruz and still pull off a trade and use some of these assets that they've been, you know, looking at in other regards. Because, you know, I mean, you keep seeing Madison Bumgarner thrown around and stuff like that.
So
there are names out there that they can go after if they feel like that makes them better.
Madison Bumgarner. The Indians are supposedly shopping either Trevor Bauer or Corey Kluber. Zach Greinke in Arizona, which I mentioned in the article, was a guy that Arizona's willing to pick up. He's got 3 years and $105 million left, but they're willing to pick up some of that price tag. Greinke's been a reliable guy. There are big names out there that still have something left in the tank that could help this team. You're absolutely right. If they're going to spend money in free agency, I'd love to see them pick up a designated hitter, and I'd love it to be Nelson Cruz. But I would assume if they're going to get a starting pitcher, to me, it seems like it would have to be through a trade. Matt Harvey, a guy we mentioned yesterday, signed overnight, agreed to terms with the Angels. So we'll see him a lot in the division this year. But I wasn't enamored by him. If you're going to make a trade, you get a big name. And I think that there's still plenty to be had.
Or at least, you get a name. And you know, look, if Zach Greinke comes in, the expectations are high. But honestly, he's probably going to be the third guy in the rotation. And if he does what he's done the last year or so, which hasn't been great, it's been okay. It's been good at times. But, you know, overall, he hasn't been the Zach Greinke of old. But from the 3 spot, that's okay. You can afford that. You can fade that. And really, if you're just giving up prospects, yeah, you would have liked to have seen them do some other things and get some of the bigger names that were earlier available in free agency or via trade. But, you know, it doesn't work out sometimes like that. And don't forget, they're still really in the hunt for JT Realmuto. So even if they don't get Nelson Cruz, that's another bat added to that lineup.
But that gives you designated hitter options. Because if he does become your full-time catcher, that's another bat in the lineup, and you already have a corner outfielder in Brantley, and you've got a surplus of outfielders. One of them could play DH. You know, Yuli Gurriel, depending on what you do at first base, is going to spend some time at DH. So, and you know, regardless of where Yuli plays in the field, he's a stick.
Let me tell you, one thing that you might have to watch out for, because we're talking about, you know, DH and first base and all that.
Yeah.
They might be sold on the fact that Tyler White might be an answer at either one of those positions, either DH or first base. He had a pretty good year down the stretch.
He finished strong.
Yeah. And it was after July or so. I mean, he came into that clubhouse and he made a difference. Yeah, he made a difference. So don't sleep on that either. That's another thing that they may not go after a DH like Cruz and really focus on Realmuto because they feel like Tyler White might be the answer. And if you're a drinker, I have an answer for you. Thrive Plus is the answer. And the question is, do you drink it all? Then the answer is Thrive Plus, because I want you feeling better the next day. Look, I'm an older dude, man. I'm in my 40s now. I can't drink like I did when I was in my 20s. I tell you, sometimes I go on the road, I drink a little bit. I like to. I don't have as much responsibility when I'm out there, but I still don't want to feel bad the next day. So I take some Thrive Plus with me, and I feel so much better after a night of drinking or hanging out after shows and whatnot. And it's super easy, man. You just take 3 capsules after your last drink or right before you go to bed. You wake up feeling better. And look, if you don't feel 50% better, they'll give you your money back. It's that simple. If you don't feel 50% better the next day when you incorporate Thrive Plus into your night out on the town, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. And this is a thing that's been featured on Shark Tank. They've got Ivy League grads on staff. They've got 5 PhDs. So they know what they're doing, and they wouldn't make that guarantee about you feeling 50% better if they didn't. And it's super easy to get to. You go to DecideThrive.com. DecideThrive.com and place your order. They're a Houston-based company, so if you order before 4 p.m. today, you will have that product on your doorstep tomorrow. And I recommend you go ahead and do that now. That way you're ready for the client's Christmas party, and you're ready for the Christmas party at Nick's. And then you won't be feeling bad come Saturday morning. So get on DecideThrive.com. Get your order in. You can also search for Thrive Plus on Amazon. Either way, make sure you get your orders in and feel better the next day. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save